Yes, you are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Our time for our daily tafsir segment. We've been looking at the 21st juz of the Noble Quran, surahs or portion from that particular juz. And this is part of our sequence where back in 2013 we had started off with the tafsir of Surah Nas as a start point for our segment, the last surah of the Noble Quran. And we've now continued with the tafsir all the way from Surah Nas, and we've reached the point of Suratul Ahzab, which is in the end of the 21st juz of the Noble Quran. And we now continue with the tafsir from Suratul Ahzab. Now, Suratul Ahzab, there was a variety of events that had taken place that led to the revelation of the surah, this great surah, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the battle of Ahzab and what had taken place subsequent to that. But now moving on to verse number 28 of Suratul Ahzab. And this verse is related to the honorable wives of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ummahatul Muslimin. There were 9 wives of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which were part of the revelation of this verse. And they were Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Hafsa, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Ummi Habiba, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Ummi Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Umm Sauda, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Maymuna, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Safiya, and Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Juwayriya binti Haris radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once asked him for an increase in allowance. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disliked this request because, being the wives of the leader of both worlds, they were expected to be patient with their lot. The difficulties they endured served to raise their ranks. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was displeased with their request, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam swore an oath not to associate with them for 1 month. And the news spread amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had divorced his wives. So the Umar radiallahu anhu decided to investigate the matter and met with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, "O Nabi Allah, I've heard people saying that in your masjid that you had divorced your wives." And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed him that that is not the case, so the Umar then sought permission to inform the others about this. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam permitted him, he announced that no divorce had taken place. And after 29 days, Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed certain verses in which Allah Rabbul Izzah instructed the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make a preposition to the honorable wives, in which he said, "Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu, qul li azwajika," O Nabi Allah, say to your wives, "In kunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya," if you desire the life of this world, وَزِينَتَهَا and its adornment, فَتَعَلَيْنَ then come forward, أُمَتِّئَكُنَّ I shall grant you a generous provision, وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ and I shall separate from you, divorce you, صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا in a cordial manner. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ and if you desire Allah, His Messenger, and the home of the hereafter, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا then Allah Rabbul Izzah has certainly prepared for you a great reward for those who do good deeds. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, acting according to the command of Allah, gave his wife the choice in either to live patiently with him or to be divorced. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approached Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, first telling her that he wished to propose something to her, and she was not to reply until she consulted her parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then recited these two verses to her. She was an extremely intelligent woman, and she said, "How can I consult
my parents in this matter. I definitely desire Allah and His Messenger in the home of the Akhirah. And she also added, O Nabi Allah, should not inform the other wives of her reply. Nabi Salaam told her that Allah had not sent him as a Nabi to give difficulty nor to cause difficulty to others. It sent him as a mentor and one who simplifies matters to the other. And when Nabi Salaam posed the question to the other wives, they all replied in a similar manner. Nabi Salaam's face lift up when each wife chose to remain with him, and he was very appreciative. And when the 29th day had passed, Nabi Salaam went to Sayyidah Aisha and she asked, O Nabi Allah, you swore not to level us for a complete month. And Nabi Salaam replied that the month consists of either 29 or 30 days. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anh says that Nabi Salaam gave them that choice and they chose to remain with him. No divorce had taken place. And that is what had transpired at this point. So there were obviously further warnings that were given to them, which we will continue to elaborate. The one point that I'd like to draw from this is that in marriage, nothing will be hunky-dory. Even the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had some sort of discord. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had to endure some thing that was unpleasant to him. And that in itself is a message to us that everything will not just perfectly fall in place in marriage, but you will have your trials, you will have your challenges. And at times like that, we need to remember that this world is Darul Bala. It's a place of test, and it is for us to remain steadfast and patient so that we may pass the test.